This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What kind of ice cream would you like? 2. What shall we do this afternoon? 3. Where do you live? 4. Is it far to the museum? 5. How long have you been learning English? 6. How much does it cost to post a letter? 7. Did you watch the football match? 8. Where can I park my car? 9. Which of these 3 do you prefer? 10. Could I book a table for 2 people for tomorrow evening?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What kind of ice cream would you like? 2. What shall we do this afternoon? 3. Where do you live? 4. Is it far to the museum? 5. How long have you been learning English? 6. How much does it cost to post a letter? 7. Did you watch the football match? 8. Where can I park my car? 9. Which of these 3 do you prefer? 10. Could I book a table for 2 people for tomorrow evening?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I'm Maria Martin. I'm from next door. I'm your new neighbour.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Samira. You moved in this afternoon, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
I hope you're going to like living in this neighbourhood. How was the move?
It all went very well, except that I've realised I forgot to pack some items from the kitchen. I was wondering if I could borrow a few things.
Sure. What do you need?
Well, could you lend me some plates, cups and cutlery? There are four of us in the family, so if you could lend me four sets of knives and forks and four plates and cups, that would be very helpful.
Yes, of course. Come in and sit down while I have a look in the kitchen for what you need. Here you are. Just let me know if you need anything else.
That's great. Thank you. I'll buy some new stuff tomorrow and give these back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, don't worry. Keep them as long as you need them.
Thanks. Oh, Samira, would you like to come to our housewarming party on Saturday?
Yes, that would be nice. What time shall we come?
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be food and something to drink, and it will give us a chance to get to know people in the neighbourhood.
That's a good idea. I think you'll find the people here are very friendly. Can I bring something? A salad, maybe?
Yes, please. And bring your family too. Everyone is welcome.
OK, I'll come with my husband and children. I have two girls. Do you have any children?
I have two as well, a boy and a girl. Thanks for helping, Samira. See you on Saturday.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'm Maria Martin. I'm from next door. I'm your new neighbour.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Samira. You moved in this afternoon, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
I hope you're going to like living in this neighbourhood. How was the move?
It all went very well, except that I've realised I forgot to pack some items from the kitchen. I was wondering if I could borrow a few things.
Sure. What do you need?
Well, could you lend me some plates, cups and cutlery? There are four of us in the family, so if you could lend me four sets of knives and forks and four plates and cups, that would be very helpful.
Yes, of course. Come in and sit down while I have a look in the kitchen for what you need. Here you are. Just let me know if you need anything else.
That's great. Thank you. I'll buy some new stuff tomorrow and give these back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, don't worry. Keep them as long as you need them.
Thanks. Oh, Samira, would you like to come to our housewarming party on Saturday?
Yes, that would be nice. What time shall we come?
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be food and something to drink, and it will give us a chance to get to know people in the neighbourhood.
That's a good idea. I think you'll find the people here are very friendly. Can I bring something? A salad, maybe?
Yes, please. And bring your family too. Everyone is welcome.
OK, I'll come with my husband and children. I have two girls. Do you have any children?
I have two as well, a boy and a girl. Thanks for helping, Samira. See you on Saturday.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I'm Paul Black, the general manager of Black's Clothing Company. And you must be?
Anna Peterson. I'm here for the interview for the position of sales manager.
Oh yes, that's right. Please sit down, Anna. Now, just let me have another look at your CV. Well, your qualifications look very good, but what sales experience can you bring to our company?
I worked in a clothes shop for 2 years, which I really enjoyed. A good example of my experience there is when I had to promote a new range of shirts. I loved doing that, and I had great success in selling the shirts. I have experience of management in my current job too.
That sounds good. Now, Anna, it looks as though you achieved a lot during your time at university. Could you give me an example of good teamwork during your time there?
Yes. I was president of the hockey club at the university. I am particularly proud of how I organised the finances of the hockey club. We had a very small budget, and I had to make decisions on how to spend the money.
So, you're a good planner. We like organised people here at this company.
Yes, I think that I am well organised. And good timekeeping is important to me. I always try to complete my work on time.
Great. It is important to be on time. Now, what made you apply for the job of sales manager at this company?
The reason I applied is because I want a new challenge. I like my current job, but I think that I am ready to take on more responsibility. I also like the clothes that this company sells. I think that I would be a reliable and hard-working colleague.
Thank you, Anna.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'm Paul Black, the general manager of Black's Clothing Company. And you must be?
Anna Peterson. I'm here for the interview for the position of sales manager.
Oh yes, that's right. Please sit down, Anna. Now just let me have another look at your CV. Well, your qualifications look very good, but what sales experience can you bring to our company?
I worked in a clothes shop for 2 years, which I really enjoyed. A good example of my experience there is when I had to promote a new range of shirts. I loved doing that, and I had great success in selling the shirts. I have experience of management in my current job too.
That sounds good. Now, Anna, it looks as though you achieved a lot during your time at university. Could you give me an example of good teamwork during your time there?
Yes. I was president of the hockey club at the university. I am particularly proud of how I organised the finances of the hockey club. We had a very small budget, and I had to make decisions on how to spend the money.
So, you're a good planner. We like organised people here at this company.
Yes, I think that I am well organised. And good timekeeping is important to me. I always try to complete my work on time.
Great. It is important to be on time. Now, what made you apply for the job of sales manager at this company?
The reason I applied is because I want a new challenge. I like my current job, but I think that I am ready to take on more responsibility. I also like the clothes that this company sells. I think that I would be a reliable and hard-working colleague.
Thank you, Anna.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
King Charles was born on 14th of November 1948 at Buckingham Palace in London. His mother was Princess Elizabeth, who later became Queen Elizabeth II, and his father was Prince Philip. Charles became king on 8th of September 2022 when his mother died. He is 73 years old. From 1967 to 1970, Charles studied history at the University of Cambridge, and he was the first monarch to gain a university degree. Before he became king, he was called the Prince of Wales. He learned to speak the Welsh language. He also trained as a pilot in the Royal Air Force and learned to fly helicopters. In his free time, Charles likes to paint pictures. He also writes books, plays a musical instrument, and is a keen sportsman. He supports many charities and is passionate about the environment, often speaking out about pollution. He is a supporter of electric cars and likes to plant trees. As well as being the King of the UK, Charles is King of 14 other countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. As King, he is the only person in the UK who can travel abroad without a passport and drive without a driving licence. Charles has 2 children, William and Harry, and 5 grandchildren.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
King Charles was born on 14th of November 1948 at Buckingham Palace in London. His mother was Princess Elizabeth, who later became Queen Elizabeth II, and his father was Prince Philip. Charles became king on 8th of September 2022 when his mother died. He is 73 years old. From 1967 to 1970, Charles studied history at the University of Cambridge, and he was the first monarch to gain a university degree. Before he became king, he was called the Prince of Wales. He learned to speak the Welsh language. He also trained as a pilot in the Royal Air Force and learned to fly helicopters. In his free time, Charles likes to paint pictures. He also writes books, plays a musical instrument, and is a keen sportsman. He supports many charities and is passionate about the environment, often speaking out about pollution. He is a supporter of electric cars and likes to plant trees. As well as being the King of the UK, Charles is King of 14 other countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. As king, he is the only person in the UK who can travel abroad without a passport and drive without a driving licence. Charles has two children, William and Harry, and five grandchildren.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Gary McKee, a 53-year-old man from the north of England, has completed his mission of running a marathon every day of 2022 and has raised more than his target of £1 million for charity. A crowd of supporters cheered as Gary finished his 365th marathon of the year on New Year's Eve. He has raised the money for two cancer charities. He has worn out 22 pairs of trainers and has run more than 9,000 miles in rain, snow and sunshine to raise money for the charities. He often ran his marathon route in the early morning before starting work. As he crossed the finish line, Gary thanked the crowd for their amazing support. He told the BBC, "The streets were lined with people. It was raining, but everybody was clapping and shouting. It was fantastic to see so many people. It's something I'll always remember." A spokesperson for the charities said Gary McKee has crossed the finish line. A brilliant way to end the year. Congratulations for completing 365 marathons in 2022. That's a total of 9,563 miles. And for raising more than £1 million. What a wonderful effort. We are grateful to Gary for taking on this unbelievable challenge and for donating the money to our charities.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Gary McKee, a 53-year-old man from the north of England, has completed his mission of running a marathon every day of 2022 and has raised more than his target of £1 million for charity. A crowd of supporters cheered as Gary finished his 365th marathon of the year on New Year's Eve. He has raised the money for two cancer charities. He has worn out 22 pairs of trainers and has run more than 9,000 miles in rain, snow and sunshine to raise money for the charities. He often ran his marathon route in the early morning before starting work. As he crossed the finish line, Gary thanked the crowd for their amazing support. He told the BBC, "The streets were lined with people. It was raining, but everybody was clapping and shouting. It was fantastic to see so many people. It's something I'll always remember." A spokesperson for the charities said Gary McKee has crossed the finish line. A brilliant way to end the year. Congratulations for completing 365 marathons in 2022. That's a total of 9,563 miles. And for raising more than £1 million. What a wonderful effort. We are grateful to Gary for taking on this unbelievable challenge and for donating the money to our charities.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.